fired on all cylinders over there.
Red in the first half down at Deckerville as well. Here it is 12-7. The Bearcats with the lead. And a first down as Drake comes up under center and takes the snap and hands it off. It's going to go straight up the middle, and pushing the pile ahead is Brett Cleary. Cleary was stopped initially near the 41-yard line and then just continued to churn the legs and picked up a couple extra yards.
Again, going back to that middle trap. Neville set up in the four. Looks like the lineman figured out how to block it, and now it's let's pound it and have some fun.
They'll give him a gain of four on the play, second down and six coming up for Ubley. Ball sitting at the 40-yard line of Neville. Drake hands it off and breaking free over the middle. Tyler Peruski has a first down at the 30-yard line.
I got to say, I just love the way Tyler Peruski's been running the ball here. You know, just very deliberate with the way, you know, he looks kind of almost nonchalant at first as he takes the handoff, but really just picking the right hole and, you know, doing a good job reading his blocks and picking up first downs.
First down for the Bearcats at the Neuville 30-yard line. 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first half here at Ubley. 12-7, the Bearcats with the lead over Neuville. Drake hands
nice
it off.
Trap block.
And it's Peruski again. Peruski taken down near the 21-yard line. A pickup of close to 9 on the play.
Do you like that play, Dave?
I do. I do.
Peruski with some nice running here in the last couple of handoffs.
You know, Ubley just executes that play so well, and it's great to see it run so well.
And you got to appreciate that as a coach.
Yes, yeah.
Second down and one coming up. Drake up under center. 9:40 to play first half. The handoff. And stacked up near the line of scrimmage was the ball carrier, Tyler Peruski. No gain on the play, third down coming up. Well, you're looking at third and short. You can do just about anything here, Coach. What would you do? Keep with what's working and run it?
Sure.
Or try and mix it up?
Yeah, get the first down. Let the kids run a little bit with it.
They're down and one, 9:10 to play here in the first half. Full house formation for the Bearcats. Drake hands it off. Nash, the ball carrier. Nash, inside the 20-yard line, has a Bearcat first down near the 18.
And a good call by Coach Sweeney there, Brian Nash. Not getting a lot of action so far here tonight. Pretty much a steady diet of Peruski and Cleary, but Nash, when his name's called, picks up a big first down, keeps the drive alive.
9 minutes to play here in the first half as the official signals the ball ready for play. 12-7, the Bearcats with the lead, looking to add to it on this possession. Again, the full house formation. They'll hand it off and here go right up the middle. Brett Cleary in the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley. Boy, he just snuck through there. Nobody saw him, Dave.
No one saw him. He had great fakes by the other two tailbacks. Give it to the fullback and let him go.
So
The guards opening up the holes.
The Bearcats add to their lead here with 8:45 to play in the first half. 18-7. And the conversion try coming up. Boy, he could have been in Sandusky by now for as quick as he got through there and nobody saw him. Bearcats going to go for two here. As Drake comes up under center, he'll pitch it out around the far side. Peruski ducks his head, gets into the end zone. The two-point conversion, good. 20-7, the Bearcats at the lead. 8:45 to play first half. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Chuck Wright. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Interested in saving money and receiving more insurance protection? With auto owners' multi-policy discounts, you can. Discounts received on your home and car insurance will often cover the cost of life insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design a program that's just right for you and your family. Auto Owners Insurance, providing safe, sound, secure, and affordable insurance protection.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Welcome back to Herb Field. 8:45 to play in the first half. The Bearcats have scored again. 20-7 is the score. Booms into kickoff for the Bearcats. Another low kick that'll be fielded at the 30-yard line. Picked up out there by Michael Albasta, and he'll bring it out over the 40, or to the 40-yard line, and that's where Nouvelle will have it first and 10, a pickup of 10 on that return.
That last doubly scoring drive, 7 plays, 64 yards. Brett Cleary with an 18-yard touchdown run, and Ubley finally converting on a 2-point conversion. Tyler Perusi, a great effort to stretch that ball across the goal line. Ubley up 20-7.
Kind of like the second effort, he was kind of tied up right at the goal line there, but then just kind of lowered his shoulders and bulldozed his way in and picked up that ever-important 2 points. First and 10 for Nouvelle, ball sitting at their own 40-yard line now, trailing 20-7 with 8:40 to play first half. Puchalski from the shotgun, two receivers split wide in each direction. The pass is completed out there to number 6, Bennett Lewis. Lewis has a first down in Bearcat territory near the 48-yard line. Something the Bearcat defense is going to have to keep an eye on is Nouvelle now behind in this football game, going to go to the air a little bit more. The Bearcats really got to tighten down that coverage.
It looks like that's what their plan is. They had Nouvelle going from right to left. They actually had three receivers on the left-hand side, and then they went to the single coverage.
I think they've got three out there again now on the right side. Buchalski rolling out to the left. Gets the pass away. It's picked up by Ty Jacobs. Jacobs run out of bounds inside the 40 near the 36-yard line. Make it the 37. And that is another Nouvelle first down. So back-to-back first downs by way of the pass. Nouvelle quickly going down the field. 8:25 to play here in this first half. First and 10 from the Bearcat 37-yard line. 20-7, the Bearcats with the lead over Nouvelle. One receiver to the left, two to the right. Buchalski from the shotgun looking to throw. Pass completed again at the 30-yard line. Pick up of close to 7 yards on the play, maybe even 8 after the catch here. We'll see where they mark it. It'll be a second down and 1 coming up.
Nice job by that Nouvelle offensive line. Buchalski all day to throw it back there. Simple pitch and catch, picking up 8-9 yards.
Ty Jacobs on the reception on that last play. Clock running with 7:50 to go here in the first half. Again, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Buchalski will operate from the shotgun, flanked by Bennett Lewis. And Lewis will get the handoff. He'll go straight on the ball. The ball is loose again, and the Bearcats have it.
Cover.
Oh, my. Bennett Lewis, 3 fumbles. The Bearcats have 2 of those and have converted 1 for a touchdown. Now we're waiting for an official signal here as they unstack the pile, and they do give it to the Bearcats.
It's all right. We got a direct line to the officials. We saw it up here. So.
Yeah, we told them that.
Yeah, exactly.
You wish it was that easy, don't you?
7:35 to play in the first half. The Bearcats get the football back again. Another turnover by Nouvelle.
And we talked about earlier, more costly, those fumbles become more and more costly as you get deeper into the playoffs. And you can't put a ball on the ground 3 times against the Bearcats.
Austin Drake up under center. He'll take the snap and hand it off. It's Cleary again. Cleary breaks free. He is at midfield. He's now at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 20 and bowled out of bounds right there with the Bearcats in business again on the Nouvelle turnover.
You can just see all the momentum. I mean, it looked like Nouvelle on that last drive moving the ball pretty well. Then the fumble. Ubley comes out with a big play. similar to the previous fumble recovered by Abu. They had a short play and then the 67-yard touchdown to Peruski. Almost kind of reverse of that there. A nice run by Cleary. Again, just getting free, and the Nouvelle defense has no answer for this wing T offense. They are having a heck of a time trying to cover these guys.
And I think you're exactly right. They can't find the football.
Drake will hand it off. Tyler Peruski over the middle.